It was excellent work today. Thought it was sloppy in a number of areas yesterday, and we addressed that post-practice. We addressed it today in the meetings, and I thought the guys came out and brought the right energy to practice, the right mindset to our work to improve, and that was really the goal heading into this week. We all identified some things how we can improve upon, and people totally took that to heart today. So I was pleased that we made a big push on 2 minutes. I'm sure you saw that at practice yesterday. We did a long 2 minutes, both of them at the end of the game, long drives. We had a big blitz period that we wanted to get into today, so there was a bunch of great work, and I was really encouraged by that today. So that'll hit it up for you guys.
Yeah, Julio's ankle, not practicing again.
Yep, we held Hu out today, and we'll hold him likely from the game, as well as Fuller. So those two guys won't be available for us for the game. Hu will be in good shape, you know, coming into next week.
Did Fuller make a decision on surgery?
Not yet. I should know something today, but I think the docs were either looking at it either tonight or tomorrow morning for the second opinion. So I may know something tonight, but otherwise it'll be tomorrow morning that I'll know.
Didn't see Matt and Bryant out here today.
Yeah, we gave Matt the day off today. So today was Jane's day to kick, and then we gave Matt had all the work yesterday. So it was just a coaching decision to have him, you know, just kind of stay in the routine of how he does, you know, kick on and then day off.
He'll be able to kick on Thursday.
Yes, he will. Yep. He came through terrifically with no setback as far as an injury goes. He looked great kicking, and we'll be pumped to have him out on the field on Thursday night.
Both guys will get chances if they...
You know, we haven't decided that yet. So Shane took, you know, a good bit of the work from last week, and something that Keith and I will decide this week. But for sure, Matt's going to get work in the game.
Keanu, have you all got a word back on his surgery?
Yeah, everything went well, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him personally yet, but I'm looking forward to that. But I know the training staff told me so. I'm looking forward to when we get off the field to get in and get connected with him. So he was out when I had a window to call him, so I look forward to talking to him tonight. But everything went well.
How'd Dwight do when he returned?
He is, today? Yeah, and that was great to have him back. Man, does he do a good job of communicating out on the field with the guys. We had a big two-minute session, and really that's Dwight's expertise and area where he really takes charge, and you see his communication take over. I totally felt that from him today.
And the special teams activity, the fourth game is usually, you know, a game where guys can, you know, make the team on special teams.
You nailed it, Led. That's the truth. And we've really wanted to make special teams a priority and give it its due and its respect, and it's all hands on deck. So we've put a number of different people on punt. I thought the tight ends have totally come up big. Hooper and Perkins are two that have just nailed it. The linebacker core, to me, had all through the guys, you know, the emphasis they put in with Keith has certainly helped. It's no surprise their position coach was a really good special teams player too in Ulbrich. So I've been especially pleased with those two groups working with Keith.
Did you see Muhammad's catch? Was he in or out? He looked like the ref.
You know, we're going to have to go under the hood probably. Yeah, there was definitely some beefing. He had a nice win yesterday, and he had a nice sideline catch today. I thought he had an excellent practice. Over the last 2 weeks, we've really seen his competitive spirit totally shine through in terms of, you know, exactly what we're looking for as a competitor. So it's been great to see not his game come to life, but his attitude come to life. I want it. I'm going to go fight for it. And that part's really been clear for me.
I know you got to get through the hurdle Thursday, but, you know, the NFC South, we got three of them in the first four. I mean, that's
yeah.
At a time, but just the division has gotten yeah. a lot tougher.
It's going to be awesome. And I love that way the league has, you know, kind of set that up where three of the four are right off the bat. And it's a honestly an area led that we didn't do a good enough job last year. And we struggled against our very own division, which is a tough one. And so that has been, you know, talk for us this offseason. And how do we get right in our division? And we know when you get right in your division, what that can lead to. So it's a real priority for us.
You just mentioned Perkins and Hooper, but you're pretty deep at tight end. How much is this game going to play into your final decision?
We're going to play a lot of tight ends in the game. So we're going to carry, you know, five of them into the game, and we're going to get a look at a bunch of them. So that package is a big one for us, the amount of tight ends we use and different way we feature them. I've been encouraged by the group. They're very competitive overall. We'll mix and match a number of different guys in this game. So it's a good personnel group for us for sure, both the, you know, the matchups we can try to create in the pass game.
Coach, I heard Coach Armstrong talk earlier about versatility. How important is that for you guys to get down to these final cuts?
It has been, and it's honestly been the, you know, the underlying theme of what you can do. And when you have that versatility, and that's so important, why can you play more than one spot? Yeah, I'm a tackle on – speaking specifically to special teams, I'm a tackle on punt, but I can also play guard. I can play in the front line and kickoff return. I can also play in the wedge. So those are the things that we're looking to. Generally, the guys that can do more have more versatility and are more valuable for your team. So we constantly throw guys into different spots, offensively, defensively, too. Are you a receiver that can move inside? Perfect example yesterday of Pat DeMarco. He's a fullback. We had an injury at a running back. And who was back there lining up at halfback? Pat DeMarco. And didn't miss a beat, made some nice cuts. That's exactly what you'd hope to see from one of your leaders of your team in terms of nobody, you know, there is no bear loose in the building. I got it. Let's go and play. So exactly what you'd hope to see as a coach.
It's pretty much a learning for Deshaun. How's he doing after a couple days here? How's he progressing?
Well, I got to go back in and look today, but I know he met hard last night, you know, in terms of learning the scheme. So we didn't give him a lot of reps on his first day, and we gave him some more today just to get familiar with the defense. So he's played in a lot of different systems, and he's played a lot of ball. So now can we get his conditioning right? Can we get the scheme down for him to play? But attitude and mindset is for sure there. Go on.
Coach, I know you already addressed this, but when do you expect Julio to be back on the field doing some work?
Likely either Wednesday or then at the latest Monday. So that's when we'll start our work week for Tampa.